This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I'll be honest. I was watching the HBO Real Sports yesterday with Bryant Gumbel. Adam Spillane joining us shortly. Baseball Spo, grumpy as he's ever been. Update on Odorizzi. Lance McCullers on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, as well as I got to get him to explain why the Wave sucks so much. I don't know where this started, but he's one of many that feel that way. So the two accusers of Deshaun Watson spoke, and I'm not minimizing what they're saying. I'm just saying we'd heard it before. Like, we've been following the thing for over a year, so we've heard all this stuff. We've heard Ashley Solis speak. We've read every single claim against him multiple times. So for a lot of the country, I'm sure it was like really eye-opening, but for me, it was stuff that we had already heard, just on a bigger stage and on a bigger platform. As the piece concluded, though, and I was getting ready to turn back to the basketball game, Bryant Gumbel goes on the TV screen and he says this. This was Bryant Gumbel yesterday on HBO Sports after the conclusion of the piece with Deshaun Watson's accusers. He said this.
Although Deshaun Watson and his legal team repeatedly declined our request to be interviewed as this story was being prepared, they asked at the 11th hour if they could still be heard. So yesterday, via remote, Soledad O'Brien spoke with one of Watson's attorneys, Leah Graham.
Okay, so I hear that, and I'm like, damn, you know what? I wonder why Deshaun Watson's team decided, despite the fact Rusty Harden had said multiple times, and despite the fact I think Rusty Harden actually did a good job of getting his message across in the Between the Lines podcast, despite that, Rusty Harden's team wanted to speak, and I immediately thought, well, there must be something riveting coming up, and I'm assuming that Rusty Harden, as smart as he is going to do a good job of sending one of his representatives, Leah Graham, up there to present the message that they thought was just so important to get out.
When I heard that, my first thought was scrambling. It's scramble mode, because they've had, as you just heard Gumbel say, multiple opportunities. Hey, do you want to sit down? You want to talk? You're already behind the curve, so to speak, if you all of a sudden are just scrambling at the last minute to get something out there. And that was a bad look.
Here was Leah Graham, one of Harden's attorneys. This is the first thing that she put out there, and this is where I was kind of like, damn.
Me too.
Probably should have set this one out.
Why would the public believe one man versus 22 different women?
Well, I think there's two answers to that. First, it's 22 women. It's one lawyer. There's only one lawyer who was willing to take these cases. And as we know from Ashley Solis's deposition, Mr. Busby was not the first, probably not even the second or third lawyer that she went to. But he was the only one to take her case. Why? Not because it had merit, but because he would use these cases to increase his social media following and, quite frankly, to get on shows like this one. And I would argue that the inquiry should be focused on Mr. Busby's conduct, not Deshaun. Because when you start looking into how we got to 22 cases, he went on social media immediately to create vague statements, vague allegations about behavior that needed to be stopped, and then solicited clients to say, call me. And they did.
Okay, so.
No, this is bad. This is beyond the pale for me.
Why?
Because she's basically saying, this is all Tony Busby. She basically said he put together a conspiracy of sorts to take down Deshaun Watson for his own benefit, social media and public relations and his ability to kind of grow his brand. What are you saying? She knows better than that. Of course she did. And to do this and just deflect all of a sudden, look, let me tell you what's going on. This Tony Busby, man, has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. He's trying to take our guy down. That's borderline, if not on the line of irresponsible.
Well, and it's weird that this was, like, so important to get in last minute. That's what I don't understand. I don't know what the, like, one – there's only one lawyer. Like, are there normally multiple lawyers? I'm not familiar in this.
It's
I would love to ask someone about it. But this – that was interesting. I think Tony Busby likes clout, but I don't know that he's going to take on this just for the clout. But that was weird. And then it got even stranger. Here was Leah Graham on HBO Sports talking about the argument over just 3 out of 22 being consensual.
Deshaun Watson has insisted that in these massages that he was looking for nothing other than professional services. But we know he did have sex with three women, right? Oral sex with two, vaginal sex with another. So how do you explain unintentionally ending up having sex with people who are giving you professional massages?
Well, in every massage, I will tell you he did go intending just for professional massage. In only those three instances where sexual conduct occurred, consensual sexual activity, it occurred after the massage session had ended, and Mr. Watson has testified and is insistent that that sexual activity was initiated by the plaintiff in every single instance.
I'm confused by that. I would love to hear some elaboration. So, I mean, you can't even like, and again, I don't know what Deshaun did or didn't do. I haven't been one to say that. She just straight up said, though, she said that he went in there not expecting anything and basically said one thing led to another and the women came on to him 3 out of 22 times. That's not basically what she said. That is what she said right there. If she's telling the truth, that's just weird to me.
And putting it on the women, of course. Which is, if it hadn't been Tony Busby, it's been the women. And again, maybe that is the truth. I'm with you. You know, we don't know what happened, and it could easily be that. But the bizarre nature of you're holding this guy up. You're telling Rusty Harden's telling stories about his fifth grade teacher, or whatever it was, his neighbor, whatever, whomever that was, and what a great upstanding person he is. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Here's the final one from Leah Graham of Harden and Associates talking about the no regrets comment. And again, you can get caught off guard. I get caught off guard 4 hours a day. So sometimes you get put on the spot. The thing here that I don't get, and I don't know if this is like the other side of the Watson camp, just feeling like they need to get something out, but you waited till the 11th hour to get this message out there.
Right.
And if you think this did you any favors, you're dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rusty Harden's dumb. So I don't know whose idea this was. Like, I don't get it. But here was the walk-off by Leah Graham on the no regrets comment from Deshaun at the press conference.
He said he has no regrets. Is that still true? He has no regrets?
As he testified in his depositions last week, yes, he has no regrets because he did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong in these massages. And although, to your first question, how can he be innocent? I think the real question is, what evidence is there of any guilt? Two grand juries in two separate jurisdictions looked at these cases and found that there was no credible evidence that a crime had occurred. And I'll tell you, based on our civil investigation, our civil discovery, there is no credible evidence that Mr. Watson should be held civilly liable.
All right, there you go. There's the walk-off. I mean, she's right about the criminal
stuff.
No,
she is.
She's right.
But the regrets thing goes back to the position you put yourself in.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't regret that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a legal thing. Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.